Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live this morning, Republican candidate for Buffalo Mayor James Gardner, as we inch a little bit closer to the mayoral race. Just a handful of weeks, about 6 weeks left until people go to the polls. James, thanks for joining us this morning. Yesterday, you were in downtown Buffalo highlighting something that we talked about last week, Casa de Pizza, saying that they have had a number of break-ins this year, but crime in the city. Take us back to what you were talking about yesterday, and what people have been telling you about crime issues downtown.
Well, thanks, Susan and Brian, for having me as always. And yes, we did a press conference downtown because not only is it a situation that, you know, an iconic restaurant like Casa de Pizza is experiencing, where they've been broken into three times in a calendar year, but just almost the same day that story broke, I was at the corner of Bailey and Walden at a supermarket that experienced the exact same thing, where criminals smashed through the front door and basically steal whatever they could. And then building off of that, we've had a series of serial burglaries and the continued, both in what we call the B district and D district, so that's sort of North Buffalo, Central Buffalo on the west side, a series of break-ins, residential burglaries, and the continued rise of car popping and car thefts, to the point where the Buffalo Police Department was actually distributing, you know, guidance to residents through media advisories and other things, basically saying, look, you need to make sure that your cars are locked, that your doors are locked, because we're experiencing this string of crime, what I would call a crime wave, all of which is contributing to something that I've heard in every community that I've been in Buffalo. I mean, no matter what part of the city you are in, no matter if you're talking to business owners or homeowners, the number one issue that I get asked about, that gets discussed at a block club, always begins with public safety. It's always crime. It's always quality of life issues, but it comes back to crime. And there just seems to be this sort of shrugging of the shoulders mentality, hiding behind some, you know, statistics, some data points that, you know, always kind of shift around because they're only just snapshots in time anyway. And it's completely devoid and divorced from reality, where the voters are extremely clear and consistent. This election is about public safety. It's about crime. And I'm the only candidate really talking about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
James, Buffalo police claim that burglaries and robberies are down. So what is going on? Which is true?
Well, and that's the, you know, this is sort of the back and forth that I had yesterday at the press conference. First of all, they're using statistics, which, you know, they didn't even provide those to me at the time that they were asking the questions. But more importantly, what data are we looking at? Are we looking at arrests? Are we looking at calls? Are we looking at convictions? Because if we're talking about calls, and that's a situation where you see somebody rummaging through your car while you're in your kitchen, and you call the Buffalo Police Department, and they come and they take a report, that doesn't come out as a car theft. That doesn't come out as, it comes out as a criminal mischief or a petty larceny. It gets classified as the same thing as someone shoplifting from Tops. It's only after they apprehend the suspect that that call gets updated to, oh, it was either a criminal possession of stolen property when they're in possession of the property, or if they actually apprehend you in the vehicle that they've stolen out of your driveway, then it becomes a theft crime relating to motor vehicles. All of which is to say, and I don't want to get into a food fight with the Buffalo Police Department over how they're reporting crime or what their statistics say, because the reality is perception becomes a reality. If people in Buffalo, and this is, again, a sentiment that is shared all across the city, do not feel that their community is safe, they are no longer going to live in the city of Buffalo. They're no longer going to go to restaurants downtown, and you're not going to get people to move to the city of Buffalo, which is precisely what we need. Crime, the perception of crime, the perception of public safety is, I would argue, just as important, if not more so, than what data actually shows, because it's a public confidence thing. And what I'm hearing all over the city is that people have lost their confidence in their personal safety in the city, in their homes. And that's a dangerous thing. And until we address that issue, nothing else matters. No economic development plan, no plan to revitalize the downtown commercial districts or entertainment districts or housing programs, none of that matters if people do not believe that the community that they're in is safe.
Well, James, we don't have that much time left. You're talking about it. What would you do to turn it around?
So I propose three simple things. One, there needs to be they need to constitute a task force that cooperates with all the surrounding municipalities to address, because these issues don't just affect the city of Buffalo. Often you're finding cars that are getting stolen out of the city and getting taken out to the suburbs, or the reverse. Same thing with property that's getting stolen from city stores and getting sold in suburban stores. There needs to be a task force constituted to bring the resources necessary and attention necessary to solving residential, commercial car thefts, what I call basically burglary crimes. The second thing the city needs to do, I believe, is right now there's a prohibition against Buffalo police officers from pursuing cars that they know are stolen. If they catch somebody in the act, if they're following a car that they know is stolen, it comes back as stolen, and that car begins to speed away from them, the Buffalo Police Department can't do anything about it. They can't pursue that vehicle, right? That I understand the liability concerns about why that may have been an effective policy in the past in terms of managing budget numbers. But when you're talking about public safety, you have to go and apprehend the criminals. And right now, the Buffalo Police Department and officers aren't permitted to do that. And the third thing is, again, we come back to the legislation. right? We come back to bail reform. We come back to raise the age, because even if those police officers are able to pursue those criminals, and even if they're able to apprehend them, there's still a greater likelihood that those people aren't going to be remanded to custody, because criminal possession of stolen property, the theft crimes, aren't bail eligible.
James, sorry, we have to cut you off there, but we are out of time. James Gardner, Republican running for Buffalo mayor, just 6 weeks until Election Day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.